Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. Abandoned movie theaters, malls, hotels, and other public spaces that were once bustling with people but have since emptied out or closed have become known on social media as, quote, the back rooms. One YouTuber, a 20-year-old named Kane Parsons, uploaded a short film called The Backrooms, Found Footage, to the platform in 2022, and it became a viral hit. Last Friday, his feature-length film, The Backrooms, hit theaters, and it also became a hit. It's been the number one film in the U.S. for days, unseating Obsession, another horror film with YouTube roots. Award-winning movie critic Scott Mance joined Odyssey station KNX News in Los Angeles this week to discuss how these films are breathing new life into theaters that seemed close to turning into the backrooms themselves.
Backrooms, number one movie in America. It was made by a 20-year-old YouTuber, cost $10 million, and it took in $81 million over the weekend. Youngest filmmaker to top the domestic box office. Another small-budget film, Obsession, came in second. It's been building weekend to weekend.
Scott, I saw one analyst quoted as saying, this should empower the industry. What message does it send?
Well, this message, Margaret, says this is a turning point. Look at the fact that these two films, Backrooms and Obsession, which cost, you know, Obsession cost $750,000 to make. It's up to $148 million worldwide. Backrooms cost $10 million to make, up to $118 million worldwide. It's first weekend. It's the second biggest movie from A24 behind Marty Supreme. YouTube, which has been around for a long, long time now, people have been sleeping on the fact that YouTube has been a breeding ground for aspiring filmmakers and that you have the number one and number two movies directed by YouTubers. Obsession's Curry Barker is 26. Backrooms' Kane Parsons is 20. Like Mike said, the youngest filmmaker ever to open a movie at number one. And this is crucial. 86% of the audience that made Backrooms a $118 million hit in its first weekend, 86% is under the age of 35, 44% is under the age of 21. These are YouTubers, Gen Z filmmakers, making movies that Gen Z wants to see. More people are going to the movies now for the first time in 6 years since before the pandemic, and many of those movie goers are Gen Z.
You know, I feel like it's a, yeah, let's take notice. And also it's a not a rocket science thing at the same time, right? If you make something people want to watch, they're going to go in to watch it. Even Sinners or Project Hail Mary and then Backrooms and then Obsession, right? You know what we didn't ask for, sadly, as a Star Wars fan? We didn't ask for The Mandalorian and Grogu. I'm sorry. We just didn't want it. We could watch that on Disney Plus.
And Mike, you're absolutely right. Mandalorian made just $25 million over the weekend, down 70% from its debut weekend last weekend. I mean, come on, this is a Star Wars movie, the first Star Wars movie in 7 years, and it is not what people wanted. I mean, it didn't help, honestly, that the movie wasn't very good. I mean, we talked about this. But the fact that you have these Gen Z filmmakers making movies that Gen Z wants to see, and the marketing campaigns for these movies, they jettisoned the traditional paths and went right where Gen Z lives, like YouTube and TikTok and Reddit and so on. And, you know, this is just is this a turning point? I think it is. I think that the studios and the streamers are going to be combing YouTube for the next Curry Barker and the next Kane Parsons. You know, they're going to really be looking at what are we missing? What are we missing? So I think it is a wake up call for everybody. But I, in all my years covering movies in the box office, which is like about 35 years, don't want to age myself here, Mike and Mark.
You started when you were like 3 years old.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this. This is unprecedented, history-making.
Why is it that horror films are the movies that have been drawing audiences back into theater seats? Well, one reason might be that we often turn to art to deal with unexplained experiences that can be hard to process any other way. Dave Schrader, host of the Paranormal 360 podcast on Odyssey station WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, recently spoke to Lauren Hellickson, a practicing witch, educator, and paranormal investigator, about the psychology behind belief, perception, and fear. here's a little bit of their talk.
Lauren is the subject of a documentary series that will be coming out on Stream Beacon TV, The Bridge Between Dimensions. First of all, it's okay to have questions and not have definable answers. I find that fascinating and have told people that for years. They go, how can you have all these lunatics on your show telling you these stories? You can't possibly believe every story. And I don't. But I think it's equally as fascinating why they believe that this happened.
Nailed it.
And I love it. And I love that fact. And sometimes it's in their belief that starts to turn me around that corner that makes me think, oh, there's more here to investigate. I'll have people come to my hotel. It's usually a reluctant husband with his wife. And then he walks away having the experience that might not wrap his brain around. We can't always attribute just to the fact that it's what we expect is going to happen or what we want to have happen.
And this is honestly some of the reason why the Bridge Between Dimensions went from being documentary to docuseries, because we tackle some of these questions, including a experiment that I do filmed as controlled as you can be in a paranormal style investigation. We did with participants and everything. We had a location completely reserved and isolated, no workers, no volunteers, no nothing, all to myself to run this study on perception. And if we're able to either manipulate that perception, or especially it was really wonderful because we had some participants that were incredibly fresh to the game, that this was their first ever paranormal location that they had ever been to. So that is something that honestly keeps me in the paranormal, are the ideas that you can even have a person that has never thought, now not a paranormal skeptic, that's a whole different beast because their sort of entire career is based on not believing, but somebody who's never really put any skin in the game, have these experiences. And I find that fascinating. And it also comes down to our upbringing, our religious beliefs, the kinds of stories that we were told when we were little, the books that we read, the areas that we grew up in, even down to just how our families talk or act or our homes or where we live. And so many things go into how we perceive an event. And then even to layer that, which this was something that I had stumbled upon a couple years ago, is that all of those things, all of the ways that we perceive events, are also not necessarily anything that we are able to immediately change. I so often hear this phrase, the best piece of equipment is yourself. And while there are aspects of that being true, how our brain forms and organizes our memories is something that is ingrained in our chemistry, basically. And our brain can actually dictate how you retrieve memories, how you remember something, even something as simple that happened 2 minutes ago. And I have a really, really, really cool story on that that I definitely want to tell you. But taking all of these things into account, I think it's incredibly important, and it's not looked at enough, how people are explaining this phenomena, how they are telling their tales, whether or not we're blowing somebody off immediately, and I find that so dismissive to the field when we sort of lump these people into these categories to just say, oh, no, you don't want to talk to her. She's an alien person. Or no, they think orbs are real. And it's dismissive. And it really kind of stunts the growth of the field itself when we should really be celebrating these stories and looking into the humans that are telling them.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. You can listen to that full Paranormal 360 interview with Schrader and Hellickson on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'd like to give special thanks to Schrader and Paranormal 360 out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, as well as WWJ News Radio in Detroit, the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and KNX News in Los Angeles. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.